由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you once again to this series of broadcasts on the words of Jesus from the cross.
欢迎你再次收听《天路导向》。今日我们分享的题目是十架七言。
When Jesus was suspended between heaven and earth on the cross,
当耶稣被挂在十字架上面的时候，
Jesus said seven things.
耶稣讲过七句说话。
In the last two messages, we saw the first two of the seven statements from the cross.
在前面两次的节目当中，我们曾经讲过十架七言这七句说话的前两句。
First, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
耶稣所讲的第一句说话是，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的事，他们不晓得。
In this, he was exercising his high priestly role of intercession.
在这个地方，耶稣履行了他大祭司为人代求的职责。
In the second statement, he exercised his divine prerogative.
在第二句的说话当中，耶稣利用了他圣子的特权。
By receiving the prayer of repentance of a dying sinner.
他在当中接纳了那位垂死的罪犯的悔改祷告。
These two statements revealed his divinity.
上面的这两句说话都显明了耶稣的神圣。
The scripture clearly teaches that the Lord Jesus Christ was fully God while at the same time fully man.
圣经很清楚话给我们听，主耶稣基督是一个完全的神，亦都是完全的人。
The Bible displays both natures side by side.
圣经将完全的神和完全的人这两种特性同时展现在我们面前，而耶稣基督在十字架上面的第三句说话正正是述说了他的人性。
His divinity and supernatural power over nature were displayed in splendor when he rebuked the wind and silenced the storm.
当主耶稣斥责风浪，让风浪平息的时候，他的神圣和超自然的力量都被完美地显示出来。
But earlier, his humanity was revealed when he was asleep in the boat.
而在耶稣平静风浪之前，耶稣静静就在船里面睡着觉，而这一样东西也显出了耶稣的人性。
He exercised his divine power when he called out in the loud voice, Lazarus, come out of the tomb.
当耶稣大声地呼叫说拉撒路出来的时候，耶稣彰显了他圣子的能力。
And a dead man for 4 days got up out of the grave and walked.
而拉撒路那位死了四日的人，即刻就在坟墓里面走了出来。
But 4 days earlier, his humanity was revealed when he wept.
但是当四天之前耶稣刚刚知道拉撒路过身，耶稣就喊了。耶稣在那一刻他的人性显露无遗。
Please look with me at John chapter 19, beginning at verse 25.
让我们一起翻开约翰福音第十九章，从第二十五节开始。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来读。站在耶稣的十字架旁边，有耶稣的妈妈和耶稣妈妈的姊妹和格罗伯的太太玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。耶稣见到他妈妈和他所爱的那个门徒站在旁边，就对他妈妈说，妈妈，看下你的仔。又对那个门徒说，看下你的母亲。从此那个门徒就接了耶稣的妈妈去到自己的家里面去住。
Imagine if doctors were to tell you that you have a few days to live.
试谂下，如果医生话俾你听，你嘅生命只系剩翻几日嘅话。
I am sure that you would want to spend your last precious moments caring for your family.
我肯定你会想用呢个最宝贵、最后嘅时间嚟照顾你嘅家人。
And so it was with Jesus at his death.
而喺耶稣即将离世嘅时候，亦都系一样。
His circle of involvement began to narrow.
佢开始关心佢身边嘅人。
First, he prayed for his transgressors.
首先，耶稣曾经为过背叛佢嘅罪人祷告，呢个系好广阔嘅祷告。
Those who nailed him to the cross.
就系为嗰啲将佢钉上十字架嘅人祷告。
Then, secondly, he became involved with one person who was in need.
之后，佢照顾咗一个有需要嘅人，就系佢身边嘅被钉嘅囚犯。
And then the circle narrowed further when he concentrated on his family.
然后他开始关心他的家人。
In fact, those were the last words Jesus spoke to anyone about anyone.
而这一句说话亦都是耶稣对世人所讲的最后的几句说话。
In the gospel account, John tells us that while the soldiers were gambling over his outer garment,
在福音书当中，约翰话俾我哋听，当士兵占够分耶稣嘅外衣嘅时候
，Jesus looked at Mary，
耶稣望住玛利亚
，and saw Mary standing by the cross，
耶稣见到玛利亚企喺十字架嘅旁边
，not only broken-hearted， watching her son tortured and tormented。
他见到玛利亚望住自己嘅仔被折磨同埋苦待嘅时候，心都碎晒。
But certainly she was confused, bereaved, and bewildered.
亦都睇到佢感受到嘅困惑、迷茫同埋悲痛。
The Bible said Mary was troubled.
圣经话玛利亚感到惊慌。
Trouble becomes Mary's lot in life, and that caused her puzzlement.
惊慌成为了玛利亚生活的一部分，因为我们在很多的圣经故事当中都见到玛利亚有惊慌的景象出现，而这一样东西也都令到她感到困惑。
She was puzzled when the angel Gabriel told her that she was carrying the Son of God in her womb.
当天使加百列告诉玛利亚她所怀的胎是神的儿子的时候，玛利亚感受到困惑。
She was puzzled when there was no room in the inn.
可能当玛利亚去到伯利恒的时候，发现所有的客店都没有房的时候，她会感受到困惑。
She was puzzled when Herod the Great decided to kill all the children and she had to flee to Egypt.
当希律王决定杀晒所有伯利恒的小朋友的时候，玛利亚和约瑟被迫逃往埃及。可能在那个时刻，玛利亚都会感到困惑。
She was puzzled when she saw people accuse Jesus falsely.
当玛利亚见到人去诬告耶稣的时候，可能她都会感受到困惑。
And now she is puzzled again as her heart breaks in two, seeing her son hanging on that instrument of torture.
而在那一刻，当玛利亚看着耶稣被钉上十字架挂在刑具上面受折磨的时候，她不单止心碎，更加是让她再一次感受到困惑。
My listening friend, please listen to what I'm going to tell you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心细听我要同你分享的事。
If you are a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你是主耶稣基督的忠实的跟随者的话，
There will be times in your life when you are puzzled.
在你的生活当中，一定会有很多次的机会让你感到困惑。
Puzzled as to why God did not answer your prayers.
有时你会因为神没有应允你的祷告而感到困惑。
Puzzled at the seemingly unjust and unfair things that happen to you.
你有时可能会因为有一些不公正和不公平的事去到你身上而感到困惑。
But like Mary, you are to stand firm in obedience to the will of God.
但是同玛利亚一样，只要你对神的旨意去信服，你就可以站立得稳。
Knowing that he has the whole world in his hand.
因为你知道神就是世界的主宰，他掌管着万有。
In fact, this was the subject of prophecy that seemed unusual at the time.
事实上，这个正正就是预言的主要内容，在当时看起来是非常不寻常的。
When Jesus was about 1 month old,
当耶稣只有一个月大的时候，
Mary and Joseph took him to the temple.
玛利亚和约瑟将耶稣抱到去圣殿。
And there, Simeon the priest uttered the first prophetic words in the New Testament.
而当时那位又公义又虔诚的西面就讲出了新约的第一个预言。
Simeon took the baby Jesus into his arms and said,
西面将婴孩耶稣抱在手里面说,
This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel.
这个孩子的使命是要叫以色列很多人跌倒, 很多人兴起。
And to be spoken against so that the thoughts of many will be revealed.
又要成为毁谤的话柄，叫很多人心里面的意念显露出来。
And then he looked at Mary with a child without a husband, and he said to her,
然后他望着玛利亚带着他的孩子耶稣，同他说，
A sword will pierce your own soul too.
你自己的心亦都要被刀刺透。
I am sure if you were in her place, you would be puzzled too.
我可以肯定，如果你就是玛利亚，你在那一刻都会被西面的说话令到你感到惊讶。
But Mary stood there by the cross, representing every one of us who may be troubled by the will of God.
但是当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，玛利亚在耶稣身边是代表着所有对神的旨意感到惊慌的人。
Not reaping the evil that you have sown,
这样东西不是讲恶有恶报，
But suffering for the good that you have done.
而是讲因为行善而受苦。
Mary represents everyone who is saying, I do not understand the way God is leading.
玛利亚代表着所有心里面有困惑的人，因为这些人都说，我不明白神所带领的道路是什么。
She represents everyone who is living with disappointment.
她亦都代表着所有生活在失望当中的人。
She represents every one of us who is saying things did not work the way we expected.
她代表着所有心中有困惑的人，因为这些人说，为什么件事完全不是好像我们所预期这样呢？
When you think that everything is going upward and onward in Christ.
当我们认为我们在基督里面每一件事都应该顺利地向上和向前发展的时候，
Then you find yourself going uphill with the wind blowing at your face.
我们突然间会发现自己好像逆风登山。
In these times in your life, you must stand beneath the cross like Mary looking up to Jesus.
当你身处在这一些人生境况的时候，你必须好像玛利亚这样，站在十字架下面，抬头仰望耶稣。
What about John the Apostle?
究竟在这个情景，除了玛利亚之外，使徒约翰又是怎样呢？
John is a good example of a believer who does not stay away for too long.
约翰是耶稣的门徒当中非常好的榜样，因为他始终没有远离耶稣。
Jesus told the disciples before his crucifixion in Matthew chapter 26,
当耶稣在马太福音26章那里，在十字架上面告诉门徒听，
that all of them will fall away on account of him.
他说,你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。
And in verse 35 of Matthew 26, Peter said,
而在马太福音第26章第35节,彼得就即时这样回应。
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disavow you.
就算我一定要同你一起死的话,我都不会不认你的。
But by the time you get to verse 56 of Matthew 26,
但是当你回到马太福音第26章第56节的时候,
you read that all his disciples deserted Jesus and fled.
你会看到所有的门徒都离开耶稣逃跑了。
All of them without exception.
所有的人都逃跑了,并没有一个例外。
We have evidence that John was there at the time of the trial of Jesus when all others were not.
当其他人都不在耶稣受审问的现场的时候，我们有证据显示使徒约翰是在那里的。
And when Caiaphas asked Jesus in John 18:19,
但是当大祭司该亚法在约翰福音第18章19节那里盘问耶稣问他有关他的门徒和他的教训的时候，
Jesus was absolutely alone.
耶稣只是独自一个人去面对。
But this had to be for divine reasons.
但是在这件事当中必定会有一个属灵和神圣的理由去证明为什么他的门徒都会离开了他。
For the one who dies for the sins of the world had to die absolutely alone.
可能那个理由就是因为这一位主耶稣基督就要为全世界的罪而死，而他的死亡必须是孤单一人这样去面对。
But it was recorded that John alone came back.
但是随后又有记载证明，后来约翰又一个人独自翻翻嚟到审判嘅现场。
While Peter was somewhere wallowing in his tears of sorrow，
同时间可能彼得系喺唔知乜嘢地方，系陷于悔恨嘅泪水之中。
While Thomas was somewhere living with his doubts。
同时间多马可能不知在什么地方因为他的怀疑而不断地挣扎。
John alone came back and stood with Jesus.
约翰却是一个人地回来站在耶稣的身边。
But I want you to see Jesus' attitude toward John.
但是我想让你看看耶稣怎样对约翰的。
What James said in 4:8 is an everlasting truth.
雅各在雅各书第四章第八节所讲的话可以说是一个永恒的真理。
If we draw near to him, he will draw near to us.
如果我们亲近神，神就必定会亲近我们。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，让我问你一条问题。
Do you know why John was close to Jesus?
你知唔知点解约翰同耶稣嘅关系特别亲近呢？
Because John wanted to be close to Jesus.
因为约翰愿意亲近耶稣。
What it takes is your absolute desire to be near Jesus.
只要你嘅内心迫切咁样想亲近耶稣嘅话，
And he will draw near to you.
主耶稣就会嚟亲近你。
When John came back, the Lord did not rebuke him.
当约翰翻翻嚟嘅时候，主耶稣并冇责怪约翰。
But rather, he looked to him with dignity, and he gave him a great responsibility.
耶稣反而去望住约翰，并将一份重嘅责任交托咗俾约翰。
He said, "Son, behold your mother."
耶稣咁样话，睇下呢个就系你嘅母亲。
Some of you may say,
可能你会这样说,
I have made promises to stand by my Lord.
我曾经承诺过要站在主的身边。
I have made promises to walk with him.
我曾经承诺过要与主同行。
But the truth is, I have neither stood for him or with him.
但是事实是,我既没有为主坚守立场,亦都没有同主同行。
I have ignored him.
我反而忽略了主，离开了主。
My beloved friend, I want to tell you this.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想话俾你听一件事。
I want to tell you today that you can come back to Jesus.
今日你就可以翻到耶稣嘅里面。
He will not only restore you, he will give you responsibility for his service.
佢唔单止会重建你，佢仲会喺佢嘅事工上面去托付俾你。
He will say to you, pick up where you have left off.
他会跟你讲话，你在哪里跌倒，就在哪里站起身。
What about the Lord Jesus Christ himself?
这样，但是主耶稣基督自己又是怎样的呢？
Some people give prominence to this passage of Mary standing at the cross.
有些人为那位站在十字架旁边的玛利亚给了很高的赞誉他。
But with all reverence, I want to say that our salvation does not come from Mary standing at the cross.
但是虽然我有好深的敬意，但是我要讲，我们的救恩并不是从那位站在十字架旁边的玛利亚而来。
But our salvation comes from the Christ on the cross.
我们的救恩是从十字架上面的那位基督而来。
He has kept the laws perfectly.
基督完完全全咁样守住咗律法。
And now on the cross, he actually is obeying the fifth commandment.
而喺十字架上面嘅呢一刻，佢正正就系遵守紧十诫当中嘅第五条诫命。
Honor your father and your mother.
就系当孝敬父母。
The word here means treat them with dignity.
这一句的经文在这里的解释就是要尊重你的父母。
He took care of his mother as he was dying and entrusted her to the care of John.
在耶稣正是迈向死亡的时候，他委托了约翰照顾玛利亚，也都在这里尽紧他照顾母亲的责任。
Jesus could not care for Mary anymore because he became the perfect substitute for our sins.
耶稣因为要死亡，所以他不能够再照顾玛利亚，因为他为了我们的罪，成为了完全的赎罪祭。
And in looking at John, the Lord said to John, Now I want you to stand for me.
而在那一刻，耶稣注视着约翰，跟他说话，现在约翰，你就要代替我照顾我的妈妈。
My way is going to be made through the empty tomb.Back to the Father.
因为我的道路就是要通过那个空的坟墓回到天父那里。
And I need you to be my substitute.
我需要你接替我，为我照顾我的妈妈。
I want you to take my place.
我要你成为我的代表，代替了我的身份。
I need you to stand up for me.
我都要你为我持守立场。
I need you to speak on my behalf.
我亦都需要你去代替我去宣讲。
And my beloved friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance as I close.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我们今天节目即将结束的时候，我想跟你讲一件非常重要的事。
I believe the Spirit of God is saying the same thing to all of us today.
我相信圣灵在今天跟我们所有的人都在讲同样的说话。
He is calling you by name.
他在这里呼唤着你的名字。
He is saying to you, you stand in my place.
他在这里跟你讲话，你要成为我的代表。
You should proclaim my message.
你要宣扬我的信息。
Will you say, Lord Jesus, I will?
你敢不敢说，主耶稣啊，我愿意呢？
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，亦都愿你喺你嘅生命当中能够分享主耶稣基督嘅爱，因为呢种爱嘅根源就系来自耶稣基督。
原来你看我这么美丽。 原来你看我这么宝贵，是你爱使我不再羞愧。原来你爱是这么美丽，原来你爱是这么宝贵，是你爱使我得着尊贵。全扬你就是爱，全扬你就是爱，是你爱使我活出光彩。全扬你就是爱，全扬你就是爱，在你爱的里头没有惧怕。原来你看我这么美丽，原来你看我这么宝贵，是你爱使我不再羞愧。原来你爱是这么美丽，原来你爱是这么宝贵，是你爱使我得着尊贵。全扬你就是爱，全扬你出光彩，全扬你就是爱，全扬你就是爱，在你爱的里头没有惧怕。全扬你就是爱，全扬你就是爱，是你爱使我活出光彩。
在主的爱里头，你敢不敢去爱啊？耶稣基督将他的工作托付了给我们，让我们在这个世界上继承他的工作，继续宣扬他救世的福音。不知道你愿不愿意去跟随他，分享这份爱呢？如果你愿意的话，或者对我们的基督教信仰有任何的疑难或者兴趣的话，欢迎你写信给我们。欢迎你随时写信或者电邮给我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，亦都愿你在你的生命当中能够分享主耶稣基督的爱。我们今天的节目时间亦都是差不多了，下次再会。